The Residential College in Arts and Humanities, or ARCA, Center for Poetry at MSU, began the process of trying to get statewide recognition of a Michigan Poet Laureate back in 2013.
I learned also at that time that there are committees established just for bills to go to die.
That's Laurie Hollinger, Assistant Director of ARCA's Center for Poetry, addressing a forum at the Mica Gallery this past weekend. And part of the pathway to creating the position of Lansing Poet Laureate came from inside ARCA.
Our director, Anita Skeen, was actually teaching a course in which she was going to be presenting various work of state poet laureates and national poet laureates. That was kind of the general theme of her course. And she thought, you know, doesn't Michigan have one? Why doesn't Michigan have one? It seemed so sad and tragic that Michigan didn't have one with all that Michigan has to offer.
Historically, Michigan has only had one official poet laureate, Edgar A. Guest, and that was only 1952 to 1959. But with the initiative to bring back a statewide laureate stalling, ARCA and the Lansing Poetry Club turned to a more local focus with help from Bob Trezise, president of LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. LEAP representative Josh Holliday.
Bob Trezise originally had the conversation with Rulaine Stokes and Laurie Hollinger, who are other partners on this project. And he knows that to attract business, retain jobs, and retain talent, that we're going to need to be a world-class, sophisticated, global economy that's able to support that. And so he knew that by having a poet laureate, it helps us as a region come together to increase our sophistication and showcase that we are unique and creative and cultural environment.
LEAP is footing the bill for the first 2 years at least for a $2,000 per year honorarium of the new Lansing Poet Laureate, which covers Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton counties. Applying to be the Poet Laureate means submitting your work to a committee with members from the East Lansing Art Festival, Lansing Community College, and the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, amongst others. But the submission also includes a long-term proposal from the poets on how they can engage the community from the capital region. Again, Josh Holliday from LEAP.
So that is our opportunity for our three partners, and me in particular, who's overseeing the program, to how does this poet laureate take the best opportunities available in the region to capitalize and bring the literary art form to all three communities in the Tri-County.
Although, as Rulaine Stokes of the Lansing Poetry Club, the third organization spearheading the Lansing Poet Laureate Initiative, tells me, it's not just the literary tradition that has a place in poetry.
There's also people who are experimenting and doing some wonderful things with multimedia forms of poetry. So I think it's all enriching. The creative mind doesn't, you know, simply stay in one particular area. It's a very, very active, very sort of exploratory form of endeavor. And so we're thrilled to see that creativity can take many forms.
More information about the search for the Lansing Poet Laureate, including the application process, which closes March 3rd, can be found online at purelansing.com/poetlaureate, while the announcement of the poet chosen will happen in mid-April. For WKAR, from the Mica Gallery in Old Town, Lansing, I'm Jamie Paisley.